Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. You know, you've heard the comment, they're coming for us. Well, after a church service where I'd been speaking on the subject of how this nation, New Zealand, founded on Christian beliefs, had forgotten God. Now, amidst the tea, coffee, cake and chat session, I was approached by an elderly chap with an extended hand. As our hand shook, he gripped the other hand to the handshake, looked me straight in the eye and he spoke these words to me. You know, it's only a matter of time before they'll come for you. He released my hand and turned and walked away. I didn't need to follow him and ask what he meant because I knew. And I'm not talking about funny men in white coats coming to take me away, because if that was going to happen, that would have happened a long time ago. Recently, a friend sent me a YouTube clip featuring the Indian-born international Bible teacher, the late Derek Prince. Now, Prince at that stage was answering a question about the state of Christianity in New Zealand. In his superb English accent, he responded, "If I had to sum up what threatens Christianity in New Zealand, I would use just one word, indifference. Indifference, prophetic and true. We as a nation have for some time remained indifferent to God's word. We've adapted to the cliche, she'll be right, and it's been to our detriment. So they're coming for you." Many who are listening are old enough to remember what happened in Nazi Germany. During that time, the outspoken Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller wrote, "First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out. Why? Because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out. Because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out. Because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, but there was no one left to speak for me." Now, I know that New Zealand is not Nazi Germany, but you can't but help compare the similarities. We as a nation have become not just indifferent to God, but to the tidal wave of cultural changes which engulfs us today. Things like cancel culture, wokeness, political correctness, the erosion of the family, no jab, no job, medical apartheid, racial division, the acceptance of a sexualized culture, and that list, well, it's just incredibly long. So they're coming for us. But here's some breaking news that we don't have to wait. They've been in our midst for some time. Revelation 12, verse 9 backs us up. The great dragon was hurled down. The ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray, he was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. You see, the father of the lie, the angel of darkness who transforms himself into an angel of light, the deceiver, the one who prowls around looking to devour, the one they call the accuser, Lucifer, the devil, Satan. He and his demons have but a short time, but they are amongst us. They've come for you and me. You may scoff, but they're here for us, and they're here for our children. They started to close the nets which they surrounded us with while we were going about our normal lives. While we argued over so many things and mesmerized by the must-have trinkets society says that we should have, while we were absorbed by the pandemic, global warming, the economy, unemployment, rising fuel and food prices, celebrity weddings and sports stars, Satan closed his net around you, your children and grandchildren. And as a nation, we remain indifferent. We have remained indifferent towards our children's education, allowing them without resistance to be taught a left-leaning liberal school curriculum which teaches an ideology foreign to family values, morality, and other societal boundaries. We've even cheered on the many, many groups, each with their own agenda, which is now way beyond Darwinism. We fail to see that they're after the minds of our children. But it's too late. They've captured them. Adults are obsessed by a culture based around oneself, group thinking, sex, food, and political correctness. Their indifference has allowed themselves to accept anybody and everything, wanting to change history to suit their own agenda. If it's not right in their eyes, they'll make it right, even if it's not true. They don't accept sin, they don't accept responsibility, and they certainly do not accept morals or values. Satan and his demons have already won them over. Adults, mums, dads, grandparents, single or living together, his influence has blindsided and captured our political leaders, even our church leaders. If you're a follower of God, you're not immune. They're especially here for you now. Like a wolf, Satan and his demons will try to separate you from your flock. You'll be isolated in society, as is already happening. If you're involved in a community group, local and national politics, and believe in the Bible, you're going to be persecuted for your beliefs and considered to be on the lunatic fringe. We'll be called things that we are not and persecuted. Not for being followers of Christ, but for being radical fundamentalists who do not know the true way of Christ, which of course is love and tolerance. Because of our biblical stance and our condemnation of all things evil, Christians will go down as the greatest bigots and haters of mankind in history. Now, little by little, that net closed in. But did you notice? It stopped being little by little. It quickly became week by week. Just look how New Zealand changed in just a matter of weeks. John 15:20 says, "Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you also. But at the same time, know this. Persecution is always meant for evil, but God always means it for good. And is it not better to suffer in this life to have an extra weight of glory? So your mind must be filled with the word of God. The man who shook my hand was right. Without a doubt, they will come for me. If they haven't already, Satan and his demons are coming for you. They want you. They want your children. They want your grandchildren to believe their lies, to turn away from the truth. But you know what? I'm not fazed. Weary, yes, but not fazed about Satan and his demons. I say it because of who is truly coming for me, the one who has my name inscribed in his book, the Lamb's book. He is coming for me and he is coming for you. Now is not the time for indifference. We must be firm in our belief, our actions, and in our hearts that it is Jesus and only Jesus who we want to come for us. Despite all the lies, we must hold firm. We need to resist the wiles of Satan. Now is not the time for being lukewarm. We must always be hot for God. Look to the heavens as your salvation draws near. Believe Jesus is the only one who is coming for us. Accept He and only He is our Savior. Resist anyone who comes in His name because it is Jesus and only Jesus who is coming for you and I.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.